The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do this. I've got a little bit of a toss-up question. Hit me, Rob.
Toss-up.
Who are you more mad at for yesterday? Are you more mad at Hunter Renfro? Or are you more mad at Kyle Isbell? Because I honestly have no clue what Kyle Isbell is doing. Now, maybe nothing happens. It's just first and second with one out, and we don't know how it plays out. But when Kyle Isbell runs into that second out, and you go from a runner on first and third with no outs, now it's just a runner on first with two outs, you could just feel all the momentum pulled out of the stadium. You could feel it. It was palpable if you were there. Hunter Renfro was out there. I don't know what he was doing. He misplayed a ball off the wall. He had a couple of chances to maybe get somebody at home plate. Missed both of those opportunities. He missed another ball that was hitting to the outfield and allowed that one to hit the wall. Hunter Renfro had one of those want-to-get-away days. Remember those Snicker commercials where you would eat a Snicker and would change your attitude? That's one of those days that Hunter Renfro had. Who are you more mad at coming in today? Is it Hunter Renfro or Kyle Isbell?
It's not really close to me. It's Hunter Renfro. Listen, Kyle Isbell, as Denny said, boy, he really botched that one with the base-running blunder. But you know what? It's not good. I'm not going to try to defend the base running blunder, but I can at least squint my eyes and see what he's trying to do. He's trying to make the most out of a bad situation. Outside of that, though, Isbell was on base in that moment by getting on with the air. He got the bunt down. So even if, I mean, it went perfect for him. Earlier in the game, he had a double. So he still was maybe not an overwhelming positive. He was maybe a net neutral despite the base running blunder. Hunter Renfro was bad yesterday. Hunter Renfro, yes, last year led baseball or was near the top of baseball in outfield assists. Yesterday, he did not look like that guy. He looked like a noodle arm out in right field. It looked like oof a couple times. And when the ball was plinkoing around in the corner, a guy who has played right field in Kansas City before looked like he was puzzled by what was happening. So I don't want to overreact. I'm not saying bench him or cut him or fire him. But when it was who had a singular worst day, I think Hunter Renfro was nothing at the plate and was a negative in the field. Kyle Isbell had a singular horrible base running mistake, but he had a double and was on base in the eighth with a chance to take the lead. I think Kyle Isbell overall is a net neutral for the game. So I think Renfro was actually worse yesterday.
I'm going to go with Hunter Renfro as well. Now, I think this is true across all lines, but it's even worse when you play for the Royals. When the Royals make the decision to give you a little bit of money and fans don't feel like you live up to it, it is going to be hell for you. It is. And you're just not a good enough player offensively that if you're not going to be able to carry the team with the bat, you got to be able to carry them with the glove. I mean, you hit 229 last year and had a sub 300 on base percentage. There's not much we can do here. So it's one game. They're not making, obviously, any moves, any decisions, none of those things. But I mean, Hunter Renfro just signed a two-year, $13 million deal, and we're halfway done with the deal. We talk about how there could be a short leash for MJ Melendez. That leash could be even shorter for Hunter Renfro. I don't think Hunter Renfro gets 90 days to figure things out. I think he gets maybe 60 days to try to figure some things out. So we are day one of this thing, and day one was not good. Like, it could not have gone worse for a player than it went yesterday for Hunter Renfro. So that's certainly something to track. Of all the players that I think fans will focus in on, and we already know, with every professional sports team, there's going to be one player that gets blamed more than everybody else.